special guests, Just Voices Choir.
Welcome.
Rodney, Norman, how are you today?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you.
We have Rodney Norman. We have Patricia Reynolds. Are you anywhere near a microphone over there?
Hello.
Hi. We know you from the Elizabeth Riley Band and lots of other things, and here you are. You're in the Just Voices Choir, Patricia. How much fun is that?
I'm so happy to be in this choir.
That's a good thing to hear. Also in the studio, Ann Water, Hassana Burke, Sharon Odell. We're just waving hi. Or do you want to, if you want to say hi, just say hi to the closest mic.
Hello.
Which Just Voices person are you?
Sharon Odell.
Oh, okay. Hi. Thanks for coming in through a snowstorm. And who else do we have here? Anybody else want to say hi or not? Or you just want to sing?
They just want to sing.
Hello.
Okay.
I'm
who
Hassana.
Are you? You're Hassana. Okay. Thanks for coming in on the show. Now, Rodney, you've been in here before.
Yeah.
What's happening on Wednesday? We just heard about that from the apparatchiks, actually, at Irene's Pub, right? This Wednesday.
Uh-huh. It's Irene's Pub on Bank Street in the Glebe.
Yep.
I guess 7 o'clock. It's entrance is free. We do pass the hat to sort of cover our costs and so on. This year we have our special guest is Acacia Lira, which is Susan Sweeney Herman and her fellow harpist Janine. So they'll be doing a number of solstice songs as well. I guess this is our 12th annual solstice concert at Irene's. The choir is a peace and environmental choir, and we basically sing songs for the environment and social justice and peace, supporting any groups that wish to have some musical support for any of their events. So anyone who wants to get in touch with us, we're at justvoices.ca, and anyone who wants to come to the solstice concert on Wednesday, they'd be most welcome.
As you said, Rodney, the 12th annual, is it always at Irene?
Yeah.
Isn't that a nice thing? So this Wednesday, starting around what time is it?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock at Irene's. Again, no cover, no necessary payment. If you want, you can, right? But not necessarily. Just come and enjoy it. What kind of... Can we have an example of what we'll hear on Wednesday?
Well, we're going to do a couple of songs. I guess I'll be doing one, a solo, and then the group of us will be doing a small piece together.
Solo.
So this
one, unaccompanied?
I guess those guys will be... When there's a group, we'll get a starting note. And they all start in the right place.
Just saying, we chatted before on the show one time about the musical tradition that you come from, where this kind of singing would be done, right?
Yeah. Well, Just Voices, it's a four-part harmony choir, so we've got solos, altos, tenors, and bass. And, yes, we're always looking for new members as well. So... Okay, so this is it's a holiday dinner party song, and it's by Sandy. It's created by Sandy and Richard Riccardi. It's based on it's to the melody of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and it's about you give a dinner party and you got all vegans and people with lactose intolerance and so on, and no one can eat anything. I'd made turkey and stuffing and hot mashed potatoes, yams and a ham and some fried green tomatoes, but I had forgot what my friends could have or have not. Charlie could not have cheddar, 'cause it clashes with his meds. Lee's on a low-carb diet, couldn't sample any breads. Anya could not have onions, 'cause they fill her up with gas. Elsie could not have eggnog, 'cause it knocks her on her ass. I made Martha Stewart tarts, sweet and highfalutin, that six people couldn't eat, 'cause it contained gluten. Sherman could not have shellfish, or he would asphyxiate. There wasn't one damn item that could stay on Linda's plate. My souffle was a masterpiece, so light and airy, but my guests couldn't eat it, 'cause no one ate dairy. I broke down and wept. If you're vegan, then why do you accept? Penny got on her podium. On and on and on she went, about the evils of sodium, plus how she's lactose intolerant. Peter was prone to bloating, couldn't eat his broccoli. Annie gets at his reflux every time she looks at me. When I put the turkey down, Sarah had to say, ever since the world began, I can't eat no tryptophan. Everyone at the table, getting on in years, you see, skipped a meal altogether, talked about the surgeries. So I said, pass the beano and pour me some vino, and screw it, next year it's your place.
Rodney Norman with a Christmas dinner situation there.
That's my kind of Christmas.
Very
music.
Complicated. There we go. Andre, you're right into that, right?
I'm right into that.
Alternate Christmas.
Alternate Christmas music.
Way to go. Now we'll hear... Now, this is not the full Just Voices Choir, of course, right?
No, there's just five of us here, and normally there'd be 15, 17 or so of us, or maybe 20
All
on
right.
the stage.
What do you have in store now?
Well, Pat, do you want to...
Well, I will, yes. this is called the Christmas Shopping Carol, and it's to the tune of God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, and it's really, for those of you who don't like shopping, this could also, besides cooking, this could also be an anthem for you.
I drove up to the shopping mall one cold December day. The closest place to put my car was 15 blocks away. I stopped too fast and slid into some redneck Chevrolet. Oh, get out those credit cards and buy, never a why. You'll be paying for this Christmas till July. I rubbed my bleeding nose and walked a mile to the mall. Some model selling English leather drenched me in the hall. A herd of roving Santa Clauses pinned me to the wall. Oh, get out those credit cards and buy, never ask why. You'll be paying for this Christmas till July. I went downtown to Nordstrom and the prices were a shock. The sales rep had been working for 3 weeks around the clock. And things got really ugly when I only bought some socks. Oh, get out those credit cards and buy, never ask why. You'll be paying for this Christmas till July. Then at Victoria's Secret I just gaped at what I saw. I couldn't quite believe my eyes, there ought to be a law. But still I bought some stuff for Auntie Jane in Puckstaw. Oh, get out those credit cards and buy, never ask why. You'll be paying for this Christmas till July. So celebrate the birth of Christ and light a candles bright. Or sing and dance at solstice time, we welcome back the light. But don't forget to serve the God of plastic every night. Oh, get out those credit cards and buy, never ask why. You'll be paying for this Christmas till you die.
Yeah, so
That's going to be a lot of fun on Wednesday night at Irene.
Yeah, so we, I guess both songs we found on YouTube. I guess the Christmas Shopping Carol that's was done by the Bittersweet Christmas Band, and as I said, the dinner party song was by Sandy and Richard Riccardi. So if anyone wants to find out about them, get the words themselves for those. That's where to find them.
How often does the Just Voices Choir get together? Is it a weekly rehearsal?
We rehearse every Wednesday night at the Bronson Center, room 109. And I guess we try and get gigs when other people... Well, we have two standard gigs a year that we put on ourselves. And at other times, we look for people who invite us to perform at their particular events.
Yes, sadly, we couldn't participate in anything else on December 10th because we were playing at Amnesty Right for Rights. However, I did catch a little bit of Oaks Fest.
Oaks Fest, wow. That was that only 1 week ago?
That was only a week ago.
a lot of things happen on that day. Go to oaksfest.ca, actually, folks, if you'd like to know what that was all about. O-C-H-S, as in Phil. Now, just before you go, Sharon, are you there with Sharon?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi. Tell us, how long have you been in the group, and what is it that interests you about singing in a group that dedicates itself to songs of social justice and environmental appropriateness?
Well, I've been in the Just Voices Choir since 2009, and the fact that we practice at the Bronson Center is a plus because it's in the center of the city, and I enjoy singing with the choir because the instructors are very informative as well of social issues. And there's a lot of camaraderie as well.
Nice.
With the social issues. And it just gives us a different perspective together to sing and using a different type of, I would say, voice to matters.
Oh, nice. These songs are in all different languages as well, am I right?
Yes, they are.
There's another perspective, right?
There is, yeah. Some of the songs are related to South African melodies, some are German, and other languages, Spanish as well,
mm-hmm.
And French.
And Georgian,
that's mm-hmm. right.
Yeah, and again, that's part of the tradition, as I understand it, of Just Voices, going back all those years.
Yes.
To sing in other languages on purpose, right?
That's from the
start, I think.
Yeah.
Right. Well, isn't that nice? What else?
Well, the three instructors that I was basically able to be instructed by, the first was Greg Furlong when I started back in 2009, and he accompanied us with our practices with an accordion.
Accordion,
yes.
Yeah.
And then the baton was passed to Kyla Ramsey, and she gave us some more instruction with different sheet music, ideas with what she had selected, and now recently we are being instructed by Jean Winter. So again, we have a different selection of music for our solstice this year.